bringing it back to Rosie on the house.
Yes, sir.
And Miss Victoria. We'll have Miss Victoria join the conversation. She's back in with us now. All right, Miss Victoria, there's a couple things I want you to know. First, on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, on the front page, there's a tab there that says consumer guides.
Yeah.
There is a consumer guide there specifically for shopping an air conditioning company, okay? I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You have three estimates. Did any one of the companies recommend you go to a smaller air conditioner?
No.
Then you don't have the right company there yet, I don't believe. And here's why. Here's why. How old is your existing equipment?
Oh, my existing equipment is the original to the home, and it's 14 years old.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that builders throughout Arizona, particularly south of the Mogollon Rim, we put in air conditioners that are too big, and we did it so that you wouldn't complain on the really hot days. Air conditioners in the last 15 years have become considerably more efficient. We have ways to check the ductwork to see whether or not we're air conditioning our attic or not. And when in this consumer guide that you can get at Roseanne House, it talks about the fact when you call an air conditioning contractor, they ought to come out to the house with some testing equipment, at the very least a tape measure and a laptop computer, and they need to do what's called a manual J calculation. They need to take a look in the last 15 years. Did you add shutters to any south-facing windows? Did you increase your window Energy Star rating? Have you added insulation to your attic? And they need to come up with an accurate assessment. And the smallest air conditioner you can buy that will run the longest amount of time is going to be cheaper to install, cheaper to own, and cheaper to run. And it's going to give you cleaner air inside your home, and it's going to eliminate the hot and cold spots, because the big units come on, the thermostat gets satisfied, and they shut down. They don't run long enough. So
right.
I'm going to ask you to please get to Rosie on the House, pull that consumer guide, and get to one of the Rosie certified air conditioning contractors. They will come do a full manual J calculation. Some of them even do a full whole house energy audit as a part of the process. And you should be able to reduce the size of your unit at least by half, maybe as much as one ton. Not only is that going to save you $1,500 to $1,800 on the purchase of the equipment, it's going to save you every single day that unit is turned on. Your air is going to be cleaner because the fan's going to be running longer, filtering all the air inside your home. The compressor is going to be running longer at idle rather than start up and ramp up, which is the expensive part of air conditioning. So I want to stay in touch with you. We've got your name and your phone number, and I promise you, I know I made you wait for the call, then I made you wait through the commercial, and you're sitting in your car waiting for all this, and you've probably got other things to do, but I promise you, the last 20 minutes you and I just spent together are going to be the best 20 minutes you and the comfort of your home have ever experienced. Thanks for the call, Miss Victoria.
We try and squeeze one more in. Let's real quick address spray foam insulation. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Yeah, so I was heard you guys talking about the cathedral roofing and how it's not really cost effective. But what about spraying foam for the walls of a slump block home?
Oh, yeah.
And just to clarify that, for retrofitting,
cathedral insulation is too expensive in a retrofit, but
right.
in a new home application where it's designed from beginning to
makes
do
a
it
whole
that
lot
way.
More sense.
Yeah,
and then for spraying inside your block walls, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the cost of that, you don't have nearly as much to calculate for when you're doing that. You've got no ventilation requirements
right.
You need. Pump it full, man. Thermal Advantage works statewide. They've been with us 15 years at least. Call Dennis. They're under the masonry category and insulation category at Rosie on the House. There isn't a masonry block wall I wouldn't pump full of foam.
There are a couple companies that are doing it right now, Sean, and I'm going to tell you, proceed with extreme caution. There are a couple that I really have a lot of heartburn with. So, yes, it's worth doing it. Please call Dennis at Thermal Advantage. And if you've already gotten bids from one of these other two companies, you're going to be really glad you called Dennis, because he'll do a better job, and it's going to be for significantly less money. I'm in a home that was built in the 60s, about 60% of its masonry, the rest of its frame. I had him inject all my walls with foam. It's a cleaner house. It's a quieter house. It's a more energy efficient house. Sean, you'll never be sorry for doing that. Well, that wraps up hour number four of Rosie on the House. We hope you enjoy this nice little weather we're having this weekend. That'd be a nice little shower for all of the state, I hope. I hope Southern Arizona gets a touch of this. Folks, y'all have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.